Lent is described by Maggie Dawn as a call to turn away decisively from what keeps us from God, alienates us from other people, and stops us from living well. The traditional practice of Lent by Christian communities, particularly Roman Catholics and Anglicans, is to use these 40 days as a time of reflection on what following Christ means and resolving to live as a more committed follower of Christ in the world. To fast or give up anything during the abundance of our late summer and early autumn harvest seems to be an insult to nature's bounty. In the Southern Hemisphere, the exercise of reflection to be closer to God and trying to understand the mystery of God is a more challenging and positive option for these next 40 days. I have enrolled in Tereo classes and intend to relearn crochet, a craft my grandmother taught me when I was 10. I want to rebalance my life, not just working and home, but allowing myself some leisure time. It will be a challenge that will give me new interests and time for reflection. Another new challenge has been made this week. An emancipatory movement has begun a campaign to increase awareness of the plight of the low wage earners in New Zealand. A quantified living wage of $18.40 per hour for a New Zealand family, two adults, two children, one adult in full-time work, the other in part-time work, has been calculated. On a regional basis, the living wage for Auckland, however, is $24, which is no surprise given the higher cost of accommodation. This hourly rate provides the family with the basic necessities of life. The living wage is about having a decent but modest family and community life. No luxuries. These calculations have been arrived at after considerable research undertaken by Charles Waldegrave and others at the Family Centre Social Policy Unit in Lower Hutt. Many of you may not have heard of this announcement, as printed media, particularly the New Zealand Herald, has given this very little attention. Although the Living Wage campaign has had a lot of online attention on blogs and Facebook, to name just two. We've just heard the devil tempt Jesus to turn stones into bread, and Jesus answered, "One does not live by bread alone." The devil continued to tempt him twice more in an amazingly visual spectacle. Jesus' denial to the devil's temptation gives us an indication that it is a time of redirection. Just as the announcement of the living wage is a new direction for our society. On Thursday and Friday, I was fortunate to be able to attend a symposium and workshops on precarious work and the living wage in our communities. I found myself surrounded by unionists, academics, MPs, clergy, and fellow members of the Diocesan Social Justice Council. There were no major employers present. There were a number of international and national speakers. Professor Guy Standing from the University of London was outstanding and has written a book, The Precariat, The New Dangerous Class. He is referring to the educated, debt-burdened, underemployed, young and not so young of our global world. We experienced a glimmer of activity from this class in 2011 with the Occupy Now campaign. Reading his book makes me feel we will be seeing more action from this class in future. On Thursday evening at the press launch, which was well attended, Margaret Mayhem from St Andrews on the Terrace, Lynn Firth from Pitt Street Methodist, and our Bishop Jim spoke along with other dignitaries. The Church has been involved with the campaign since its inception in New Zealand. However, the campaign has been quietly working all over the Northern Hemisphere for a number of years, originating in Baltimore in the USA. One of the speakers, Deborah Letterman from Vancouver, has had hands-on experience getting a living wage established. Deborah was in London working with a group called Unison in 2004 when the London Council started planning for the 2012 Olympic Games. The various groups of East London, including faith groups, came together and listened to each other and mapped out their needs and desired outcomes for their community. The result was all workers, from construction workers to cleaners, were all paid the London living wage of £8.55. This included McDonald's and Holiday Inn workers. And Holiday Inn workers throughout London are now paid the living wage. This major change was achieved without strike action or agitation, but by listening and talking to each other. It strikes me that this was the message of Jesus, to be with each other, for each other, care for our neighbour, and love one another. It is very encouraging that our church and other faith groups have a voice in this campaign, and let us hope it stays there and they participate as living wage payers. I understand two diocesan schoolgirls are taking their board to task for not paying the living wage to the school cleaners. I wait with interest with the DIO board's response. John Key has absolved himself from being responsible for Parliament's cleaners not getting the living wage, saying it's the contractor's responsibility. There are currently over 300,000 people in New Zealand receiving benefits. This figure does not include superannuants. If you receive the unemployment or sickness benefit and are over the age of 25, your hourly rate is $5.73, and the single parent's rate is $10.63. Will the living wage cause more resentment and anger within this already marginalised group? The Auckland City Mission gave out 11,000 food parcels between July 2011 and June 2012. And it would be reasonable to expect that that figure will be considerably higher in 2013. The people coming for food parcels not only include beneficiaries, but also the underemployed and those on the minimum wage, which even with family tax credits and the accommodation supplement does not allow families to pay rent, pay for their power, and to buy food or other necessities such as medication and clothing. Food insecurity flows on through all other issues facing our society, such as child poverty, poor health, poor educational attainment, crippling debt, weak local economies, lack of civil society, high crime rates, and inequality. All these factors create more expense for government with an increased healthcare bill, more people involved in the criminal justice system, the gap between those who have enough and those with not enough continues to widen, and the cost of social welfare increases. The outlook for our society and the world is bleak. The living wage offers hope for the working family, but not for those already in our social welfare system. And frankly, their lives are difficult, to say the least. Going to WINS is a very inhumane experience. Their dignity is shredded, and they are faced with finding a food bank, which will give them food. Jesus spent 40 days in the wilderness, contemplating what his ministry would involve and how he would bring God's kingdom to the world, all the while being tempted by the devil. No small task. During the next 40 days, we could listen to our neighbours and others in our local communities on what is facing them and the many marginalised in our communities, and what we as individuals can contribute, such as giving food donations, being a volunteer, petitioning MPs, or joining the Living Wage campaign. And let us continue to reflect on being closer to the mystery that is God and living life well. Amen.